Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Possible hurricane forming in the Gulf. We've got the story.
A woman accused of dragging a sheriff's deputy appears in court. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Some Sedgwick County residents will have to wait a little longer for flood relief. I'll have that story coming up.
Mental health awareness event this evening in Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A ridge of high pressure is building in over Kansas today, and that's going to keep our weather dry and quiet. Our full forecast is coming up.
A big storm is brewing. People on the Gulf Coast could be dealing with a hurricane by Friday. Hurricane specialist Dave Roberts with the National Hurricane Center says
it's located at about 120 miles southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Currently, we do have a hurricane watch, which is in effect for portions of the mouth of the Mississippi to Cameron. And we also have a storm surge watch, which includes the mouth of the Pearl River to Intercoastal City.
Parts of Mississippi and Texas along the border with Louisiana will be hit hardest, with rain up to 20 inches lasting until early next week.
The woman accused of dragging a Sedgwick County sheriff's deputy made her first appearance in court yesterday.
45-year-old Melissa Heisman was arrested Tuesday night in South Wichita. She is now facing several charges, including aggravated battery of a law enforcement officer. Sean Godwin of Godwin Fugitive Recovery says they got the case from a local bonding company and were acting on a tip to make the arrest. He tells KSN News they were given permission by someone in the home to go in.
She had came to the stairs with her hands up. We had made entry into the basement and placed her in handcuffs at that time.
She was then turned over to Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputies, who also arrived at the scene. The injured deputy is still recovering and has not yet returned to duty. Bond for Heisman was set at $250,000. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At yesterday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, Commissioner Michael O'Donnell requested the city of Derby turn on a groundwater pump for 2 months to help residents of Hancock Acres that have been plagued by flooding.
A substitute motion followed and was passed that rescinded a motion made in June requesting that two pumps be activated. O'Donnell then changed his original motion to limit the cost of operating the pump to $10,000. This led to a lengthy discussion about doing more than just short-term fixes. Chairman David Dennis said,
I want a long-term solution. That's the bottom line. And I want it based on empirical data, not emotions.
The interim county councilor then recommended that the motion be amended to include a contract that would limit the county's liability to $10,000. But that motion failed, meaning no resolution for now. The county has a public meeting scheduled in August. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And the Sedgwick County Commission has approved funding of $100,000 for a study of development on the east bank of the Arkansas River in downtown Wichita. That's the same amount approved by the Wichita City Council Tuesday, with other money coming from the private sector. County Commission Chair David Dennis.
As we look forward to where the city of Wichita and this entire region is going, with things like the Intrust Bank Arena, with things like the ballpark that's being put in, and now trying to look at what needs to be done with performing arts and with the convention center. This is an exciting time, honestly, to be here in this region.
That study will look at the area bounded by the Arkansas River, Douglas, Maine, and Kellogg. Past studies, updated market data, and community input will ultimately create the final plan for the area, which does include Century 2.
This is Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. Janice Mills is a volunteer at the Wichita affiliate of the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
We find all over this community, there are people that are afraid to reach out for help. They are afraid that maybe they won't get job promotions if other people know that they suffer from a mental illness. And so that stigma needs to be erased.
Rami Vargas from NAMI Wichita says the annual event, Threads of Hope, is taking place this evening at the Wichita State University Metroplex at 29th and Oliver in northeast Wichita.
This is a joint event, NAMI Wichita and the Wichita State Department of Psychology. A panel of mental health professionals will report on diverse topics on mental health issues.
The event begins at 6 this evening. There's a panel presentation beginning at 6:30, followed by a resources fair at 8 o'clock. The event is free and open to the public. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We'll take a look at how some local names are doing at the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas. We'll have that coming up in sports.
Minnesota woman says she doesn't intend to stop swimming topless. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. 7:08 now, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Along with the summer temperatures, gasoline prices have started to rise a bit, says Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas.
Today's Kansas gas price average is $2.50 a gallon, which is up 2 cents from a week ago. For perspective, 1 month ago we were at $2.57 a gallon, and a year ago at this time, the average in Kansas was $2.67.
Though Kansas is 11th cheapest right now, there is a lot of uncertainty when it comes to supply and demand.
Fans of Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, Beth Chapman, will be able to mourn her passing with a public viewing this weekend.
Beth Chapman will be laid to rest this weekend in Aurora, Colorado. The Dog the Bounty Hunter star and wife of Dwayne Chapman's funeral will also be open to the public and available for fans to stream courtesy of WGN America. The service can be viewed on Dog's Most Wanted Facebook page as well. The funeral will be held at the Heritage Christian Center July 13th, beginning at 1 Mountain. Beth was diagnosed with stage 2 throat cancer in September of 2017. She went into remission, but the cancer returned in November of 2018, this time in her lungs. Chapman died 2 weeks ago at the age of 51. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A woman in Minnesota is not going to let someone calling the cops interrupt her beach routine.
Michelle Bennett was enjoying some sunshine in the beach along Lake Superior in Minnesota recently when another woman asked her to cover up. Bennett was topless at the time and refused. The woman with the issue called the cops, and when an officer told her it wasn't a nude beach, Bennett replied that she wasn't nude, just topless. Well, she tells the Minneapolis Star she's been swimming topless for years and will continue to do so. She says men don't have to cover up, so why should women have to? She was not charged by the officer, by the way, but she did put a shirt on. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic right now in Wichita, things still looking pretty good, and the traffic conditions are very good out there. Not really seeing any big slowdowns just yet. The gasoline prices, some places they're still around $2.45, which is where they were when they went up at midweek. We've got more stations coming down to $2.43, though, this morning, so gradual on the downside. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist T.J. Springer's on this morning. Good morning, T.J.
Good morning to you, Steve. How's it going?
I'll tell you what, I have a sticky note right in front of me that says T.J. Springer on it, okay? So why do I, force of habit, I guess. T.J., thanks.
Oh,
welcome.
My goodness.
Welcome aboard this morning, and nice to have you with
us. Thank you.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Same to you. Yeah, no, I believe me, sticky notes are my friend, and I'm the same way, so no worries. No, it's going to be a great day today, expecting lots of sunshine. A cold front has moved on through, so high pressure taking back over the listening area. That'll keep us clear and quiet. A lot more refreshing out there if you have been outside this morning. Highs topping out into the upper 80s here for this afternoon. Mainly clear overnight with lows dipping back into the middle 60s with more sunshine tomorrow. Just a little bit warmer with a high near 90. Current temp in Wichita sitting into the upper 60s right now.
You know, and you mentioned something that I noticed this morning when I got out of the house and went out to get in my car. I thought, you know, it's a lot nicer this morning than it was yesterday in the early morning hours. It's a little more pleasant out there today.
It's just like walking out, and you just want to go like, a breath of fresh air.
Well, yeah, and we're looking at this thing that's going on down in the Gulf. It looks like it could be a hurricane, I guess, before the next day or so.
Yeah, it's, you know, the bad news is you got the open waters in the Gulf right now, and they're warm, and we talk about this a lot in severe weather, that wind shear, and it's actually, you want the wind shear, you don't want the wind shear for Severe storms, because it does increase the chances of severe weather. But if you don't have much of it down in tropical scenarios, it actually can strengthen the storm. So it looks like it is going to indeed strengthen here in the next couple days.
Yeah, it looks like maybe New Orleans is right in the crosshairs there.
They are, yeah. It looks like right there, and then far eastern Texas, rather, excuse me. So it's going to be it's something to watch very carefully, because it may even impact us here at home if this area of high pressure weakens some, and it may steer right up toward us.
Well,
some tropical rains.
That's been a pattern over the years. I mean, a lot of times a hurricane will come ashore down there, and it takes a couple of days, but we'll have the impact up here. And so maybe by a couple of days, maybe the weekend sometime, maybe some rain in the forecast. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I've left just a small chance in middle of next week, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, just in case if it does start to steer. But right now, at least from the latest data that we're getting into the Weather Center, it looks like the high pressure is going to try to hold strong and steer it out toward the Ohio Valley. But we'll have to watch it super close here in the weekend ahead for sure.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. It's KSN Storm Tracker 3 Forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist T.J. Springer. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and I've never been in a hurricane per se, but a couple of years ago, gosh, was it 3 or 4 years ago, Ted, when I went to Texas, my sister-in-law, for her funeral down there in College Station, Bryan College Station, they were on the edge of the hurricane, and I'll tell you what, it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and that's the closest I've ever been to one, but that's the one of the characteristics. Hurricane just going to sit there and rain forever, it seems. We had a sunshine, a breezy, warm afternoon across south central Kansas.
Yep.
A little higher than what was predicted. We ended up to 96 degrees for a high in Wichita. A normal high is 92. And so, yeah, it was a little toasty out there yesterday.
Well, it is middle of July. Yeah. It's what it's supposed to be.
Supposed to be toasty.
Supposed to be hot.
It's supposed to be hot this time of year. Getting back to normal after the All-Star game. We're not really talking about sports now, but I'm not, but the sports will be getting back to normal the next day or two, and I guess the guys in Major League Baseball, most of them will be taking a day off. But you're going to tell us about that in a minute. We have at least one game.
Yeah, there's one game tonight. Yeah. Everybody else will get back at it tomorrow.
On this date in 19, this is July 11th. On this date in 1993, the strongest winds ever measured at Wichita Mid-Continent Airport occurred when severe thunderstorms produced a 109 mile per hour gust.
Mm.
Fanning out over a two-mile-wide area, the destructive winds began near the intersection of Kellogg and Dugan, where 14 power poles were sheared near their bases.
Oof.
Five aircraft were destroyed. 20 were heavily damaged. Part of the roof of the FAA approach tower was peeled off and blown into the tower itself, resulting in $145,000 in damage. That was a thunderstorm. And the beauty of it is usually those thunderstorms like that last about 10 minutes at the most as they blow through and keep hitting somebody else. That one, wow, that just looked like a downburst or something.
Yeah, that was just a thunderstorm that flattened out. Get 110-mile-an-hour wind knocking things over.
And that is, when you get to 109, 110, that's hurricane-force wind.
Oh, yeah.
Probably an F1 or 2 or 3 tornado at least. So, and it's straight-line wind, but it's not a tornado, but that is a big danger. It is 7:15 now with Steve and Ted, and a lot of our news this morning is about, and has been the last couple of days, about developing the east bank of the Arkansas River downtown. And county has jumped on board with a donation, or the donation with their contribution to it now. And Ted,
their contribution toward a consultant.
Said a consultant tell them what to do with it. I wonder how that's going to impact, like, the other impact. They've already had people talking about Century 2 and what to do with that. Remember they had a big committee or something
right.
That was going into that? Now, that's going to probably dovetail into this because we have to figure out what to do with Century 2.
Still have to make a decision on that.
Yeah, and whether that building will stand as it is, will it be renovated, will they do something new? What I'm hearing, though, what we're understanding from the officials we're talking to is you're probably going to have two separate facilities down there, one for the conventions, which will be more of a box building, because they say conventions – are not good in round like the Century.
Yeah, it's a little bit awkward.
It's awkward to do it that way, but will you retain? And then there will probably be a separate for the arts and entertainment, which could be Century 2, could not be Century 2, something completely different. But it's going to be interesting over the next year or so. or however months it, many months it takes to figure out exactly what to do there on the East Bank. It's ready for development. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports now this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted, the All-Star game is over and back to normal soon for Major League Baseball. Right?
Yeah, just about everybody has one more day off, except for the teams in Texas. There's one game on the Major League Baseball schedule tonight. Get things started after the All-Star break, and that's down in Arlington as the Texas Rangers host the first-place Houston Astros on a beautiful 96-degree day in Dallas. Live coverage begins at 6 o'clock tonight. The game will start at 7 o'clock. Astros Rangers. You can hear that live tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Let's get a minor league baseball update on a couple of guys, a couple of former Wichita State Shockers. Former Shocker Trey Vickers is in single A with the Washington Nationals, and he drove in a pair of runs last night, one for four with two runs driven in. The former Shocker infielder Trey Vickers in single A with the Nationals. Another former Shocker that, of course, just got drafted last month, Luke Ritter, is in single-A with the New York Mets, and Luke had a big night last night. On base four times, had a double, his first professional stolen base in his last 10 games. He's batting .294, and he is in the top five in the New York Penn League in walks and on-base percentage. Former Shocker Luke Ritter with a big night in single-A with the Mets. Let's take a look at the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas. Some more action yesterday, including a couple of former Kansas State Wildcats. Barry Brown, a former K-State player, playing for the Minnesota Timberwolves yesterday. 7 points, a couple of assists, made 2 3-pointers. The Cleveland Cavaliers in action yesterday, starting at power forward for the Cavs. Former Kansas State Wildcat Dean Wade, who got a bunch of rebounds. He got 8 boards and had 3 assists. But he couldn't make a shot yesterday. 0 of 8 from the field, including he missed all 6 of his 3-pointers.
All right.
But Dean Wade just didn't have the shooting eye yesterday. But got a bunch of rebounds, trying to get that roster spot with the Cavaliers. Also for the Cavs yesterday, former Kansas Jayhawk Malik Newman coming off the bench with 15 points and 3 assists. All those guys trying to get roster spots. More action at the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas. Last night, ESPN's annual awards ceremony for the world of sports, the ESPYs. One of the awards was for Best NFL Player. Well, you know, you don't have to be a genius to figure that one out.
Have to look far.
Patrick Mahomes, quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. He didn't even get inside the building last night before they gave him the award. It was such a no-brainer. He was on the red carpet. Here's the ESPYs red carpet with Kevin Negandhi and Sage Steele.
I wasn't trying to throw 50 touchdowns this year. I was trying to win football games. And that was the biggest thing. We went out there. We won some. Oh, thank you.
Look at that.
That is awesome.
You know, I was going to say, I have the envelope here, but we couldn't wait because that's some real hardware.
Oh, well, I didn't even.
Best NFL player.
I didn't even know. Well, that's amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
See, we're fun. Come hang out with us. You get trophies.
Yeah, you got to stay with y'all. Y'all staying in the shade. Y'all got the air.
The air conditioning
around,
coming in.
In and out trophies. I need to be here more often.
Patrick Mahomes certainly enjoying the afterglow in the offseason.
You bet. What a
season.
There's
not much afterglow left. Training camp begins later this month.
Yeah, and you just wonder, can he top that? Can he do
good? I know. That's the thing.
Now, will this be his sophomore season coming up? Not really.
I mean, he didn't really play much that first year.
Yeah.
So it's de facto, it'll be his second year as a starter and a full-time player in the league.
Fingers crossed for him.
But yeah, we'll see how things go. And, of course, later in the month, we'll begin our daily training camp reports with Mitch Holtis from training camp.
Oh, can't wait for that.
Just a few weeks out from that. So we'll be talking a lot about
during training camp, we have Mitch on every day.
Yes, we do.
And then in the regular season, of course, we're the radio voice of the Chiefs here in Wichita. Regular season, we have him on Fridays. But during training camp, I look forward to those because every day we get to talk to him about
something. Yeah, we get a little tidbit every day from Chiefs training camp.
You want to know something about the Chiefs, this is going to be
a great month to make sure you're listening to Steve and Ted in the morning, along with Mitch Holtis. That's good stuff. And we'll begin that in the final week of July, so coming up not too long from now. All right, that's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A California Democrat drops out of the presidential race. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.